Hey, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to this week's message. My name's Aaron, and I'm on the staff team here at Eastlake. Everything we do around here depends on the generous donations of our local and online community, people just like you, who tune into these messages and see great benefit from living that idea that life is a gift and love is the point. So if you love what Eastlake is up to, we'd encourage you to contribute by going to eastlakecc.com. With that, let's jump into this week's message.
We're going to keep moving here in the service. We're really excited. Stan Mitchell is going to be kind of hosting and facilitating a little fun thing. It's not really a message so much, but he's going to invite the kids up in just a second. He's somehow going to connect and remind us somehow that Santa and Jesus might in some ways be connected. So guys, welcome Stan.
All right, kiddos. I want all of the kids who are in here, I want you guys to join me up on stage. Would you do that? Come on, pile in here around me. Sit down right here. Everybody get up here, right close. All right. For a lot of you, you're going to be excited. This is going to be probably the most enjoyable and the one message a year you understand of what I say. So, all right. Yep, scoot in real tight. All right. Get up in here. Squeeze in, let everybody. All right. Are y'all ready? All right. So I got confused. Everybody, look right here. I got confused growing up. I couldn't figure out if Christmas was about Santa Claus or about Jesus. And so I used to always wonder, well, which is it about? Because sometimes it seemed like it was all about Jesus, and sometimes it seemed like it was all about Santa Claus. And that's something that Eastlake's been confused with, because Ryan seems to like Santa Claus more, so they brought me in because I seem to like Jesus more. But that's a total aside. That's a total aside. We don't need to go down that track right now. But the real deal is it's about both. And did you guys know that Santa Claus and Jesus are connected? Can I tell you how? Yeah. I'm going to tell you a story, all right? Here's the way the story starts. I'm going to make it short because there's a lot more to the story. But here's the important stuff, okay? There was a young couple, a young husband and wife, just kids, really young. And they were about to have a baby. And they were like immigrants. They were like people who were away from their home. And they didn't have anybody to help them. And they were a long way from their house. And the young woman was about to have her baby, and they were asking, they were knocking on doors, and they were saying, could I please stay here? We'll pay money. They were like going to hotels. And so here's this young girl about to have a baby, just like your mama had you. And everybody at the hotel would say, nope, we don't have any room for you. And the story goes that after they did that for a while, the girl was about to have the baby. And she said, I got to find someplace. And her husband found her like a barn. I know, a barn. Full of hay, like animals, like donkeys and cows and sheep. And so he made her this bed of hay, and she had this incredible baby. Does anybody know what that baby's name was?
Jesus.
Yeah. So that's our story. That's the story we've been telling for a long time. Now listen. So this baby was born, and these people were really poor. They didn't really have a lot to eat. They didn't have a place to be. They didn't have a lot of money to spend on clothes. And some people from a long way away, this is where the story gets really good. These people from a long way away, three men, they lived in like a different country, and they had a different religion. They weren't even from, you know, their religion. They didn't go to their church. But these three guys came and they brought them, remember? Anybody remember the three gifts they brought them? Anybody know? What were they? Gold,
silver, and bronze.
Frankincense, it's like perfume, and myrrh, like really fancy candles. So Jesus was this little poor kid that didn't have anything, and some people with a lot of stuff from another world came and gave him all of their stuff. And somehow that made such an impression upon him that he became like the most giving person the world's ever known. That's who Jesus is. He just, all the time, and he was the kid, you ever go to school and there's like a kid that nobody will play with and you kind of feel bad because they're always sitting alone at lunch? Jesus was the kid who would always sit with them. If somebody was like, you know, everybody was playing kickball or whatever and one of the kids was left out and sad, Jesus was the guy that would go over and say, hey, you know, you be in our game. It's just the life he lived. He's like you guys. He was always giving. And so he gave and gave and gave and gave. And then everybody that surrounded him kind of got inspired to give too. And so he inspired this whole thing. It's the religion that we're in called Christianity. And it's all about if you have something to give, you share it. And about 300 years after Jesus, there was this kid named Nicholas. And this kid named Nicholas was born to some really rich people. He wasn't like Jesus. So Jesus was born to these really poor people. And this kid Nicholas was born to some people with a lot of money. And when Nicholas got older and his parents died, they left him all of their money. And Nicholas had all this money, but he was so inspired by the life of Jesus that he said, you know, I can't even spend all this money. And what I'm going to spend it on, just keep getting nicer clothes and nicer stuff and nicer, you know, toys to play with. And he thought, there's a lot of people who don't have money. So I'm going to tell you what Nicholas did. He went around giving it everywhere. And he always did it where nobody knew that he was the one who gave it. Like one time he heard about this fella. This man and his wife had three daughters and they were so poor. This is hard to imagine, but they were so poor back in that day. It was like, that's like over 1,000 years ago, that these three daughters were about to have to go and be slaves. They were literally, the father and mother were going to lose these three daughters. They were going to have to sell them. I mean, it's hard to think about. And Nicholas heard about that, and he heard how the mom and dad were so sad that they were going, their daughters were going to be sold. And so Nicholas would go by their house at night. This is where the whole Christmas thing gets going. Nicholas would go by their house at night when nobody was up and watching, and he would take gold, and he would, like, throw it in the window, like gold coins. And so the legend is that the girls, the three daughters, they had one day been out working and they had their socks were wet. And so they put their stockings, their socks up by the fire and the socks were hanging up there to dry. And when Nicholas would go by and throw the gold in the window, guess where it landed?
In the
socks. Does anybody put your stockings up? Yeah, that's where that came from. And these parents would wake up and they would have this gold. And so these girls, they didn't have to be sold. Well, Nicholas did all kinds of stuff like that. So God so touched Nicholas that Nicholas became known as Saint Nicholas. And eventually his name became known, listen to this, as Sinterklaas. That's kind of, it's a version of Saint Nicholas. Does Sinterklaas sound like anybody you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so over time, Sinterklaas, St. Nicholas, became Santa Claus. And God touched him that he would, like, live forever and just create this movement of giving. And so the Christmas that we all experience right now, you know what it is? We take the birth of Jesus and we take when Sinterklaas first started doing all of his giving, and we put those together, and it's in December. I'll tell you one more story. So my dad, I call him Pop. My kids, I have two kids, and they call him Pop. My dad had 14 brothers and sisters. I know. Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas. But my dad had 15, so I've got 41 first cousins. Again, yeah, it's amazing. So, but my dad, because he was one of 15 kids, they lived in this house that had like three rooms, and they didn't like have a bathroom inside. So my dad was really poor. Like a lot of time, they didn't have enough food to eat. So he was a really poor kid. First 12 years of my dad's life, the only Christmas present they got was there was this church that would come before Christmas, and this church, kind of like Eastlake, would bring them sacks with an apple and an orange and a candy cane and a couple of other walnuts, just fruit. And my dad thought that was the only thing that anybody ever got for Christmas, and he was always happy with it. But then he would go to school, and when he was in second and third and fourth grade, he started hearing about all the other kids getting presents. And once he knew all the other kids were getting presents, it kind of made him sad. And he was like one of the younger kids of the 15. Well, when he was 13, my dad came home one day and there was a little bitty tree. His dad, who was an older man, brought home for the first time this little tree, this my hardworking grandpa. And he put the little tree in the corner, and for my dad and his two younger sisters, who were the three youngest of the 15, he had a couple of presents under the tree. And my dad's 13, and it's the first time he's ever seen a Christmas present. I know. See, everybody don't have what we have. That's why when Jesus was that poor little kid, these people came from a whole other country and religion to give to him. That's why Santa Claus gives. Okay, long story short. Christmas gets there, and my dad is so excited, and he tears open the present, and it was this little cap gun that was really made for like 5 or 6 year old kids. And he looks at the cap gun, and his dad was this hardworking man who just didn't know. He was older, he didn't really know about buying toys. And my dad looks at his cap gun and his heart breaks because it's not what he had hoped for. And so he doesn't want his dad to know he's sad. So he smiles and acts like he really likes it. It's his first present. And after he looks at the gun and smiles and acts like he likes it, he slips out and he goes upstairs to the attic. He had to sleep in the attic in this little house. And so he goes up and he gets up there with a cap gun and he lays across his bed and he just starts crying because his heart was broken at the present. And as he's crying, he feels somebody come and they sit down beside him on the bed, put their hand on his back, and it was his older brother who was like 25. He had come home for Christmas. And my dad rolled over and looked at him, and my uncle, my dad's big brother, held out his hand, and he had 2 50-cent pieces. Y'all know what a 50-cent piece is? It's like a bigger quarter, but it's worth 50 cents, right? My uncle had 2 shiny ones, and he held them out, and my dad said, if it would have been $1 million, it wouldn't have been better. And my uncle put them in my dad's hand, and my dad said, it was the best Christmas he ever had. I want to tell you, my dad's a follower of Jesus. My dad believes in Santa Claus. And my dad lives like Saint Nick. Because he's turned into like that kid who was so brokenhearted who got those 50-cent coins, has turned into the most giving guy. So something my dad does, if you ever meet my dad, he'll probably come out here sometime. If you ever meet my dad, he goes around all the time and he never explains it because he doesn't like to talk about the story. But my dad goes up to people and he'll shake their hand, and if he really likes you, or maybe he thinks you need to feel like you're loved, you know what my dad will do when he shakes your hand? He'll give you a 50-cent piece. He's given out thousands of them, and that was 60 years ago. So when people say, is it about Santa Claus or is it about Jesus? Here's the answer, yep. Because there was a little baby named Jesus who somebody gave to, and guess what that made him want to do? Give. And there was a guy named Saint Nicholas who felt bad that some people didn't have a whole lot, and guess what he did? And then there was this little boy named Stevie Mitchell who didn't get a very good Christmas, who had an uncle named Mike who gave him 2 50-cent pieces, and 60 years later, guess what my dad does all the time? Give. And that is how Jesus relates to Santa Claus. And I hope that Ryan was listening because this will help him theologically. Y'all like that? Yeah. I love y'all. All right, so here's the deal. What are we gonna do this Christmas? Yeah. and give and give and give and give. And if I give you a 50-cent piece, it means I really like you. Okay?
Yay.
Merry Christmas, you guys. I'm glad to be here with you. Go.